Hey winners, what's up? Mike Wobshaw, TCO Studios at Winter Park. It's time for another edition of the Pick 6. This one coming off a Vikings victory. We're 3-2, and we have the Green Bay Packers coming up. Let's get to work. Question number one comes from Jim in Nashville. Murray played better for sure, but it seems like McKinnon is a better fit for how they used Cook in the game planning. Do you think Jerick will be featured more prominently from here on out? Well, Jim, you're onto something. I think that McKinnon looks at runs in a similar way than does Cook, whereas Murray kind of has a different running style. You need both running styles to have a good running game in the NFL because you play different types of defenses every week. McKinnon, the 58-yard touchdown run, really gave our team a jolt in the second half. I think you're going to see more big plays from McKinnon as we go through the season, but I also think Latavius Murray is going to keep getting carries. The next question comes from Derek. Facing a rookie quarterback, decimated defense, and add horrible discipline by us, only win by 3 points, feels like a step back big time. Derek, come on, man. We won the game. We're 3-2, and our defense continues to play lights out. We held Chicago to 3 of 12 on third down. We have the number one third down defense in the NFL. We turned the Bears over twice. And we took both turnovers and turned them into points, field goals. Both of those field goals ended up taking a lead for us. So I really liked our offense in sudden change, and I love how our defense is playing. When you win and you go to 3-2, you're not taking a step back. That was a solid game for the Vikings. The Vikings moved to 3-2, and they have a big game against Green Bay this weekend. The next question comes from Jordan. Did Mitch Trubisky throw even one pass Xavier's way? Didn't see much of number 29. Which isn't a bad thing. Would you throw a pass Xavier's way? I definitely wouldn't. But actually, you're right, Mitch. That's the first time in Xavier's career that he was not targeted by the opposing team's quarterback. That is a sign of respect. But that's also going to go away this weekend. Aaron Rodgers will throw the ball at anybody. Can't wait to watch our defense go against their offense. The next question comes from Josh. First, great job to the guys. I'm sure you are getting lots of emails about this, but please pass on to the boys that up north, it's duck, duck, gray duck, not goose. Duh, I'm from Minnesota. It's duck, duck, gray duck. Doesn't everyone know that? Next question comes from Cody. Thoughts on chances if Teddy looks good in practice, he plays this weekend. Whoa, let's slow down. Teddy is not eligible to come back to practice or play quite yet. That's next week. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. I have a feeling it's going to be a day-to-day or week-to-week thing when it comes to quarterback Sam Bradford, and we have Case Keenum. Again, we'll cross the quarterback bridge when we get there with Teddy, so stay tuned. Our final question comes from Ron in Moline, Illinois. Which defensive player is going to be the key player to stopping or slowing down Aaron Rodgers on Sunday, and why? All right, I'm going to cheat a little bit. I'm going to give you two players, but they kind of play in the same spot on our defense. Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks. The thing that's so annoying about Aaron Rodgers is even when you got all of his receivers covered up and you rush him well, he can escape, get outside the pocket, and throw on the run. Barr and Kendricks are going to help keep Rodgers in check when it comes to throwing on the run. Plus, I think Green Bay is going to use the quick game, get the ball out of Rodgers' hands quickly. That means our linebackers have to rally and tackle. So for me, it's Barr and Kendricks who hold the key for our defense on Sunday. That's a good thing because those two guys are playing great. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week with another edition, so please submit your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage of your favorite team leading up to border battle number one of the 2017 NFL season Sunday at noon.